Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks with the Wall Street Reporter. Today I'm speaking with Jeremy Metcalf. He's the CEO of Strategic Natural Resources, PLC. The stock symbol is SNRP on the London Exchange. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning to you, Jack.
All right, so let's, let's kick it off with, if you can bring everybody up to date about your coal project in South Africa.
Okay. Well, we've been engaged in the last year in drilling a lot of holes in South Africa. We've actually drilled something like 48 kilometers of holes into a particular coal deposit, which was one of the very first coal deposits to be discovered in South Africa, and it was originally mined during the Boer War and then continued to be mined right the way through up until about 1949. And at that time, it was abandoned. The deposit was abandoned for much bigger seams, which they discovered right up in what they call the Witbank area behind Johannesburg. And very big seams of 17 or 18 meters, very easy coal to get at, and leaving behind all this stuff that we've been drilling into. And what we've been trying to do is to see just how much coal was left and whether there was in sufficient quantity for us to actually make a commercial mine out of it. So we've been drilling all these holes, and we've had very, very few blanks. Now, when we started, we had an exploration license covering just 9,000 hectares. In the last year or so, we've increased the land under exploration to nearly 200,000 hectares. We've increased the coal, the proven coal, from zero to over 100 million tons of recoverable coal, and we've only drilled about 15% of our area. So we are really at the start of what could be something really quite big. Does that help you, Jack?
That's a good start. So you have your results have indicated 100 million tons of reserves.
That's where we are at the moment, having drilled, as I say, only about 15% of the total area. So we've got an awful lot more drilling to do. But I called a halt to the drilling for the time being, simply because drilling is one of the more expensive parts of exploration. I needed to be sure that we had at least 20 million tons of coal, because we've entered into a coal supply agreement with an independent power supplier who is proposing to build an independent power station at our mine mouth, and they want a million tons of coal a year for the next 20 years. So that was my first objective, to make sure we had enough coal to supply them. Well, we've done that, and we've done more than that. We've got more coal than we need for them, so we've been looking for other markets, and we've established a number of other markets, and we will be able to supply them as well.
Mm-hmm. And this is, by the way, what is the, if you maybe, you know, if anybody that's not familiar with the coal market, what is coal going for these days?
Well, in terms of price, it terribly depends on what sort of coal you're dealing with. Our coal is anthracite. It's an anthracitic coal. It means it's got a relatively low calorific value. It has got quite a high ash content, and that makes it unsuitable for quite a number of purposes. However, it makes it particularly suitable for the use as a power supply, to drive independent power companies using what's called a fluidized bed system. We can also sell it to the domestic market because it is smokeless fuel. We're actually bagging it, and we've established a number of ladies in the outlying towns and villages who are working almost as a sort of franchisee basis, selling our bagged coal to the townships and villages and the local people. It's a smokeless fuel, and that is a huge advantage to have, particularly in the small huts and houses that many of our customers live in, and you really can't have a lot of smoke being generated inside the buildings, because they use it for cooking and for heating. And traditionally, they've been using paraffin. Now, paraffin has been going up and up in price. It's also pretty inflammable, and by the way, it makes your food taste disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But to come back to your question, which I haven't answered, what sort of price? It will vary enormously from $20 a ton upwards, depending on how we've treated it, whether we've got washed coal, whether we're exporting it, etc., whether we're using it as a reductant in the smelting process. There are a number of uses, and therefore different processes that our coal has gone through, and therefore different prices.
Mm-hmm. And you're primarily... Is right now your goal is primarily to address the market in South Africa?
Yes, our primary market indeed is just that, because over the recent years, you may not be aware, but South Africa has suffered from a shortage of electricity. Just prior to the world recession, they were short of somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 megawatts of new electricity per annum. This meant that there were a number of power cuts and brownouts where they had to reduce the power, and a lot of industries were suffering. So we felt right from the early days that we could link with independent power companies and sell our coal to them so that they could meet the demand. Now, to be honest, since the recession has started, a number of industries in South Africa have had to either close down or have downgraded, and so the shortage of electricity is not quite so acute as it was. However, I think as we are now beginning to see worldwide, the recession is beginning to ease, companies are beginning to grow again, and indeed this is also happening in South Africa, and before long there will again be a shortage of power. And therefore, we will come absolutely into our own.
Okay, and so it's interesting. So basically, you've drilled only 15% of the area of the exploration area, and you have already 100 million tons.
That's correct. I think there's. It's always very dangerous to extrapolate, but. There's nothing, no harm in thinking about it. At the end of the day, with our 200,000 hectares of land now under our license, we could be in sight of a world-class coal deposit.
Okay. And what are we, maybe if you can also talk about, what is your background and, some of the key members of the team?
Well, my background is fairly varied. I'm quite ancient. I've been around a long time, and I have been involved in running exploration and mining companies. I've been involved in the precious metals markets. I've been exploring in South America, in Peru, in Honduras, in Brazil. We had a gold operation, a gold mining operation in Brazil. We've had a diamond operation also in Brazil, a gold mine in Sweden, and a very substantial gold deposit we had in Portugal until the government took it away from us. So my background has been exploration, building up a company from pretty well zero until we end up with something of considerable value. And I believe that what we're doing in South Africa will not only be of enormous benefit to our shareholders, but will be of enormous benefit to the local people and to the economy of South Africa. Let me give you an example. The township, the nearest township to our deposit, has about 15,000 population and a 99.8% unemployment rate. We will be employing several thousand of these people, and that will have a terrific knock-on effect, and it will improve the lot of some very, very wonderful South Africans.
Okay. Let me ask you, what is your vision for the company over the next few years? So, in other words, you're planning to sort of create this world-class coal deposit, and what happens next?
Okay. When we set up in South Africa, we made it very clear that we were not going to remain a one-product company. However, we were. And have made it very clear that we were going to concentrate on South Africa initially and then eventually take in other parts of Africa and Southern Africa. Coal is certainly the area that we like. There is a huge need for coal. We initially thought that we would be spending most of our time developing our mine to supply the local market, the local power companies, the domestic market, the brick smelter, brick manufacturing market, the smelting market. But the more we looked at it, the more we realized that actually there is actually a very big export market for our type of coal once it has been washed. Now, washing is a fairly expensive process, and we would not engage in setting up a wash plant until we were absolutely certain that the export market really existed for our type of coal. So what we're doing at the moment is a whole series of tests, a test sampling, and we are exporting small samples to a number of users in India and China and other parts of the world. This, we think, will develop into something very big. Now, I suppose the big advantage we have is one of location. We're about 1,000 miles to the south of the main coal mining areas of South Africa, and we have direct access by railway line from our mine mouth down to East London. And this railway access, I discovered, much to my surprise and joy, was actually built by an ancestor of mine, a guy called Sir Charles Theophilus Metcalfe, who was a great and close friend of Cecil Rhodes. And they've named a street after him, actually, in the township of Indwe, because he created this railway line. We will be able to ship directly down to East London and straight onto vessels. At the moment, most of the coal that's exported out of South Africa goes through Richards Bay, and you just can't get your coal there. If you haven't got slots already allocated and you're a new mine, there is no way you're going to be able to export your coal. It is absolutely chocker.
Okay. What are some of the milestones that investors can look forward to over the next 18 months?
Well, we will, of course, eventually, I believe, we'll be able to announce that the independent power company that we've entered into a coal supply agreement will have actually started to create and started to build their power station at our mine mouth. I know that they are planning to commence the environmental impact study within a matter of days. I think they've announced that they're about to do that. We are in discussion with a number of companies regarding the offtake of our coal, not just for power purposes, but I have mentioned earlier in this discussion the brick manufacturing industry. For example, when Nelson Mandela became president of South Africa, one of the things he said was that he promised every South African that they would have their own brick-built house. Now, that has had the most amazing effect on the brick manufacturing industry. And bricks need coal. They need coal for two purposes. One, to fire the kilns, and two, for the coal to be pulverized and to be mixed in with the clay as a binding agent. We've concluded a number of tests now with quite a large variety of brick manufacturers, and our coal has been proved to be absolutely ideal. So that is a market that we're beginning to develop and will develop quite strongly over the coming years. The other market that we're very excited about is what I call the steam supply market. If you go through South Africa in a motor car, and whenever you're near an industrial area, you will see lots of factories, and they will all have, anyone of any size, will have their own chimney. They produce their own power because they have been unable to rely year in and year out on a regular supply of electricity from Eskom, which is the national supply company. And many of them have developed their own internal electricity and steam generating plants. However, since Kyoto, many of these plants now are very old. They're very unclean, and there is an opportunity for us to work with special power plant providers, and these will be power plants really quite small capacity, 3 or 4 megawatts, or even up to, say, 20 or 30 megawatts, but relatively small, but taking our coal, because our coal is absolutely perfect for this type of operation. Now, we've identified over 350 factories that would be able to take our coal. We're going to deal at the moment with about 10 of them, and we aim eventually to obtain between 5 and 10% of that market. That will make our company a great deal of money.
Okay. You know, let's, one thing I want to circle back to is what would it take to get your coal project into production to start generating cash flow? Like, what's the
We have actually started production. So technically, whilst we're still obviously going to be exploring the rest of our property, we have obtained a mining right from the government. We can actually now start digging the black stuff out of the ground. And we are indeed starting. We have started. The first part of our operation is an open cast property, quite small, about two or three square hectares, from which we'll take something in the order of 50,000 tons of coal. And from there on in, we will then start going underground, and we shall be doing what's called adit mining. We will not be deep mining. Our coal lies in a pretty continuous seam at about 1,400 meters above sea level, and it stretches in one direction for something like 36 kilometers, the other direction close to 15 kilometers. It's a seam that's not very thick. It averages just under 2 meters. But whereas in sort of 1945, 49, when the mine was abandoned, it was difficult to mine narrow seams, now, particularly with the advances that have taken place in Canada and America, where narrow seam mining is perfectly possible, we believe that we will be able to extract at least 60% of our coal. We've started in a small way, and this will gradually develop over the next 2 or 3 years until I think we'll probably get to what I call peak mining point within between 5 or 6 years from now.
Okay, and do you have so basically you're going to scale up the extraction over the next couple of years?
Yeah, absolutely. to start with, we're doing it ourselves with our own direct labor. And eventually, as we get into what I call major mining, this we will enter into contracts with contract miners who do this in a large scale in South Africa, who've got all the equipment, who know how to do it, have the manpower, have the management. We've got very good management in South Africa ourselves, very good local management. We've got engineers, we've got geologists, and so on and so forth. But when you're running a big operation, as ours will eventually become, then you need to have people who have been doing it all their lives and have a big and successful track record doing it. So we will be entering into major contracts with contract miners.
Okay. And in terms of the capital required to do that, do you have that in place now, or is there plans to raise that?
We're reasonably well capitalized at the moment. I think, like many smallish companies that started raising money a couple of years ago, it would be nice to feel that the world was more stable and it was easier to go and raise a lot of money. We have sufficient. We will be raising more money. That there is no question, and I've never made any secret of that fact. But as to the actual timing for that, I'd rather not enlarge on it, because we're not yet sure when we will need to raise a very large chunk. But as I said, when we're dealing with contract miners, that the capex costs really are not our problem. They will be those of the contract miners themselves. So the downside, of course, is by using a contract miner, you don't make quite as much profit as if you were doing it yourself. But on the other hand, you're not having to spend so much capital expense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. At what point do you foresee that large-scale production kicking in?
I think we're probably looking 2 to 3 years ahead now.
3 years. Okay. Okay. Do you have any revenue projections you can share?
Not really at this stage. I'd rather not. It's no great secret. It's just that when you start, and we've literally recently started open cast mining, you've got startup costs. You've got a lot of testing of coal, and it's really fairly meaningless to put out or put out figures in a way that would mean anything to anybody. We are beginning. We have cash flow. We're not yet positive cash flow.
Okay. All right. Well, let's I guess finish off on asking, you know, like what are the key reasons that investors, you know, should want to own your stock today? Like,
it's a very key question. It's probably the best of the lot. Number one, I think the most important thing of any company, and particularly any company that I'm involved in, the management of that company has to be better than anybody else in the same field. And I reckon we have got some of the best managers, the best management team that we could possibly put together. My two key operatives out in South Africa, it's a father and son team. They have been involved in the coal industry all their life. They've written about it, they've exported it, they've dug it out of the ground. My chief operating officer, young David Nell, he's been a mining consultant with Accenture for many years. And the two of them, there's not much they don't know about coal. In the UK, we've got a very good, strong management team here where we are able to discuss our future and able to negotiate decent funding through London institutions and so on. So management is number one, key. Number two is our location. Now, rather like property, location, 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 we are absolutely in the right place. We're 1,000 kilometers south of Witbank. At the moment, all the power that is generated in South Africa, or nearly all of it, is generated up at Witbank and Pretoria. And by the time it reaches Cape Town and East London and Port Elizabeth and so on and so forth, it's lost between 17 and 25% of its juice. We are located, as I say, halfway down the country, and therefore the costs of our generation, the costs will be lower than the coal that comes from the north of the country. And companies that are using coal, bulk coal, that are bringing it down by lorry, when they're taking coal from us, they'll be saving about between 20 and 40% on their transport costs. So location is a very, very important aspect. I think the next point I would say is that we've only explored a very small amount of our area. I mentioned earlier about 15%. We think that this will probably turn into a world-class deposit. It will be something that other big mining companies would like to talk to us about, would want to become involved with us. I think that is a very important point. The World Cup, which is looming in South Africa, the great football World Cup, that is going to involve thousands of visitors, thousands of people coming into South Africa, and there could well be power strikes. And hopefully we may be able to have some power, some of our coal being used in power stations to help reduce the shortages. So I think those are among many of the good reasons. We have multi-uses for our coal, and I suppose for to those who have a green bent or of a green nature, our coal is clean. It is anthracitic coal. It puts out very, very low emissions. It has the lowest sulfur content, we believe, of any coal in South Africa. I think those are all pretty good reasons.
All right, great. Well, I'm sure you know, our audience will look forward to following your story in the months ahead.
Good.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, Jack.